Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Thursday night at the Speakeasy Cafe. We would like to invite you to take the stage for the Sound of Ink open mic poetry night. Now, let's get started. I want your ink in our ears.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Speakeasy Cafe open mic poetry show, The Sound of Ink. We are doing a special two-hour 4th of July Independence Day show today. We're going to only do 2 hours today because I want to make sure that everybody has time to call in, share, but get to the fireworks, get down to the park, get out in the world and see great big giant things go boom and sparkle in the sky. Okay, so I only want to make sure that you have time to do that, but still had to be here tonight. So that is what we are doing. The number to call in tonight, if you'd like to call in and share your poetry, is area code 646-595-3965. That's 646-595-3965. And last week, I want to apologize because for some reason the show just ended early. The connection went out. So, and there are issues with the site tonight, and Blog Talk Radio's customer support desk is closed for the 4th of July. So we're going to try to get through this, have some fun, just go with the flow and see how it works out, okay? All right, so if you are calling in for the first time, I want to let you know what to expect. The first thing that we do when we start the show is play a file. So I'm going to pick one of those, and we're going to play that in just a second. If you'd like to have your audio file played on the air, you can send those to me at the word or at the email the, and the word the is in there, thespeakeasycafe@gmail.com. Alrighty, and we can put those in the show library and play them and let people hear your work. Alrighty, so the track that I'm going to start out with, I've played this one. I'm trying to find it real quick, but I've played it before. But I think for this show, I think it's a really good. A really good track to start this show out with, just because of the history in it, the American history in it, the spirit of who we are, of how this country was built, of the strength of the common man, all of that good stuff. So we're going to play it if I can find it. And I am looking for it now. This is going to be my whole music. You ready? Na 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 na. Da da da. I can't find it, so I'm going to sing to you instead. And I am scrolling, and I can't find it. Where the heck is it? Hey, we're going to do this. Hey, Andrew.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
So you get to be Michael for a minute and tell people about Reverse announcement while I look for this track, because Michael's not here and I am just like so not good at doing
finding tracks.
At just the whole multitasking thing. Today is not a shiny butterfly day for me at all. It's like, ooh.
All right. So I'm to tell people about Reverse?
Yeah, tell people about Reverse.
While you look for the track?
Yeah.
I can do it any way I
want?
That's
too quick. Just do it! Jeez.
Ladies and gentlemen, just as explosive as fireworks on July 4th, this Sunday and every Sunday at 7 o'clock Eastern Time right here on Blog Talk Radio, The Speakeasy presents Reverse, the sister show of The Speakeasy presents The Sound of Ink. This is a little different. You get to share with us words, writings, poems, inspiration that help get you through the day, or things you just want to share that inspire you to write, read, do whatever. I'm your host, Andy from the Great White North. Show is produced by Donna Alicia, and it's generally a pretty good time. It's lots of giggles and tea. You find the track yet?
And tea?
I started drinking tea during the show.
When did you do that?
A couple weeks ago. You know, just thought I'd change things up. Live on the wild side. So I went from coffee to herbal tea.
I'm so glad. Okay, yeah, I did find the track.
All right.
By the way, as a matter of fact, now that you ask. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so anyway, it's the story of Big Bend Tunnel, and I just love it because of the whole spirit of it, what it says about us as the common normal man, not the politicians and all the weirdos. But okay, so anyway, yeah, this talks to me amazingly about the American spirit. So here we go. This is one I want to start out with. All right, this is Maxwell Kessler with Story of the Big Bend Tunnel.
Well, post-Civil War, who do you think they call upon to turn the ash back to brick? No, sir. You don't need chains to keep a man his place. A few coins do you just fine. But when they promised us land for our work, we heard freedom. So we picked up spikes and shovels, followed that railroad wherever we were told to place it. Our job was to see the mountains of West Virginia as clay. Some of us died, squinting so hard, especially out there in the Big Bend Tunnel. We drove more than a mile deep into them hills. The only light we had was the one hitting our backs. That is, had not been for Mr. John Henry. With a hammer in his hands, John had arms like dynamite-tipped bullwhips, fireflies bursting across his kneecaps. His slam sounded like bullets coming fresh out of a revolver. Hammerheads glowing like lanterns, so hot they melted the air a dark red, but John's voice was as holy as the blue breeze crawling up that tunnel to kiss our cheeks. Ain't no freedom in this work, brother. Freedom's when the clock runs out. When the only thing pushing against you was the wind, your daughter's hands, or your lover's lips. John always liked to talk about Polly Ann like that. Truest woman I ever met. She used to always tease him, say he wasn't working hard enough. But we knew she come down to the tracks wearing her finest blue dress just so she could watch the rain dripping off of his chest. John, the preacher of sweat. Sermon of crash. Whenever he saw one of us falling, his voice would ring out like church bells. Stand up, son! These rocks ain't shackles, just a whole lot of dust that don't know how to part ways when it sees our footsteps. He even made Captain Tommy want to pick up a hammer. Skinny-armed white man, dog bark, throat, dog heart yelling, Good God, Mr. Henry! Be careful now, what if them walls come caving in? Well, John just zing right back. I'll just lift this mountain with my hammer, Lord, Lord. Crumble this here rock with my hand. In fact, the only time I heard John stop singing was when the steam drill come. Man, Mr. George, he called himself, sitting high and mighty on this soft, soft seat, surrounded by all matter of levers and iron, sticking out like jail bars, machine bigger than most of our houses, and he stepped down, his skin pale, like it never learned how to sweat. He walked right up to Captain Tommy and said, I got me a machine here, twice as efficient as them lazy niggers you got driving steel. If you give me some money, you can send all the work donkeys home. I wanted to scrape my calluses against his silky skin, peel off the husk so he could feel what it's like to bleed. But John stepped between us and quietly said, I got a better idea. I never really heard of John being a gambling man, but when he said he needed a shaker, I was the first one to step forward. Now in the tunnel, black dust clouds forming overhead. Every smack, pebbles and rock shards ripping by my ears into the air pocket of John's elbows. Every lift, his muscles swelled up, blood glowing through his skin, the color of molten iron. I couldn't even see that steam engine. His heart's clock tick shatter, breathing down my neck. But John's voice rang out, Come on, shaker! Spin that steel! Steady hands up, brother! We got a steam drill to put to shame! He swung so hard and so fast that the sparks stuck to his hammer, arced like lightning bolts when he pulled back. The sound of air splitting shot out down the tunnel like an echo of a storm against the valley. Blew Tommy's hat clean off, wrapped around Polly Ann's neck like a whisper. And I used to think that only God could make thunder. Now, when it was all said and done, John had drilled 2 7-foot tunnels, one with each arm, and that steam engine man only had one. 9 feet to off 14, but when John's veins had cooled off, his body hardened up. Hart couldn't find enough room to keep beating against the anvil of his chest with only the strength to whisper. He motioned over to Pollyanne and said, "The hammer crash was my first taste of God, the shatter of rock, proof that our hands gave us a choice. I'm sorry for what I had to do." Pollyanne kissed his cheek, watched his eyes drag backwards. Mrs. George would step over his body, pull out his purse, and say, "Well, machine's still for sale, Tommy, unless you got another monster like John Henry just lying around." Well, Pollyanne leapt up screaming, "Listen here, Mr. Business Suit, Mr. Fabric Arms and Shiny Fingernails. Last I checked, I got hands, just like John Henry had hands, just like every man or woman here got hands, and ain't no steam engine can brew a storm like the fury pouring out of these palms." And with one arm, she swung that 20-pound hammer over her head and slammed the steel spike straight into that track. Good as any man, blue dress whipping in the hurricane wind of her hips, lightning pouring out of her pupils. Mr. George just stared right back, silent, like he could smell the rain coming.
So what'd you think, Andy? Wasn't that an awesome one to start off the show for Independence Day?
I love that one. And I really like the sound effect. But it's very historic, and I like historical pieces.
Well, I know you do. I knew that you would like it. You know what? Every time I hear that piece, I get goosebumps. Absolutely crazy. Okay, so for those of you who are... Hang on, Andy. Hang on. Just hold tight.
I'm just sitting here.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. All right. So for those of you on hold, this is what you can expect tonight if you are waiting. We do take callers in the order that you call in, such as 506 is our first caller. And we'll be bringing him on in just a moment.
It really does.
Shh, you're not on yet.
All right.
So we bring you on in the order that you call in. All right. And when we bring you on, please make sure that you tell everybody who you are so that they'll know who's reading. Keep your reads to about 4 minutes long. Be courteous to the people waiting in line behind you. And when you're done reading, make sure that you give your URL so that people can come find you. Okay? And remember that this is a mature-rated show. And so absolutely anything goes with the exception of, like, hardcore word porn, erotica-type stuff. We can't do that here. All righty? Other than that, anything goes. And without further ado, as I said, our first caller comes from area code 506.
Hey.
Hi, who do we have here?
It's Andrew from the Great White North.
Well, hello, Andrew.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Good luck for
Thursday. Yeah, so... relaxing on a Thursday. So anything exciting going on your 4th of July up there?
No, we had our fireworks a couple days ago on the 1st for Canada Day.
Yeah, isn't that like where you like pick poppies and eat poppy seed cake and smoke opium and stuff?
No, that's September.
Oh.
We have fireworks. Yeah, no, that's September. It's like change of season. So we celebrate it.
No, I thought you had like a poppy day up there or something.
Oh, that's Remembrance Day.
Oh, well, okay. So I'm confused. Silly Canadians.
Absolutely.
So how are you doing? Yeah, all right. How are you doing today, Andy?
I'm good.
Yeah? So you want to see how psychic I am?
All right.
I'm betting you got a little story for us.
Yes. And it goes like this. The dark, tortured cloud has been hanging over us for lost decades, never taking away the eerie feeling that the midnight stars and their beauty will never grace our eyes ever again. Invisible footsteps are heard by naive strangers, the same ones that listen for the clang of the death hammer. Imagination confuses their senses when they pass through a county line. In their heads, if you cross that line, you may die. We've been tagged with a curse driven by two hands that swung the weapon that took a man almost a century ago. When the hangman made them pay their debt, we all paid the price of being amongst the guilty living here in Hammertown. End poem.
That reminds me of the one from last week.
It kind of is.
It is?
It kind of is, almost like it is.
That's not the one you read last week.
No, it's from, I'm not going to say the same bike ride, but there's a place that I go through. It's kind of like a spin-off. Two poems came from a bike trail where, you know, there was something that happened in our city almost a century ago now, and somebody was murdered, and the place that I cross into is actually called Hammertown because of it. So it's, you know, I've written a couple times about it. And I may write a third. You know, I could get all greedy because there's nothing wrong with tapping the same thing, the same, you know. I got an idea. That's all I can say.
So funny.
But, yeah, that's, you know, so when people cross that or they hear the stories and stuff like that, it's not known for his real name. It's known to be called Hammertown. And when you bike through it, like, you can see the old remnants of an old life or old way there.
That's kind of cool. I want to see pictures.
Yeah. I've taken pictures of scenery. I don't think people would appreciate me taking pictures of their house.
No, there's got to be buildings there, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like old buildings, old-time buildings and stuff.
Yep. Absolutely. I will
get right on it.
I'll scurry through with a bike sometime, which will probably be over the weekend with a camera.
That'll be awesome. Thank you for doing that for me. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
Scurry with your camera. That's what you do.
I will scurry with my camera. Yeah. Sometimes I shuffle. People,
oh, now you're
weird,
like Andrew the little chipmunk guy.
Why does he stop and just start taking pictures, the weirdo?
All right, and you already told us about Reverse.
Reverse. So
is there anything else you'd like to share, like how to find you?
Yeah, if anybody's looking for me.
You know, wait
me,
a minute, Andy,
what?
You can't do that.
Yes, I can.
This is my show. This isn't your show. You have to let me ask.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so how can we find you, Andrew?
What?
You heard me.
No, I didn't. Say it again.
How can we find you?
Okay. You can find me on Facebook, Andrew Scott, or you can find my website, andrewmscott.com. Or you can find a book, Snake with a Flower, on Amazon and Barnes and Noble. And by the end of the year, I hope to have a new one out called The Phoenix Has Risen. Is Rising, whatever it's called.
Risen.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I just happened to know that.
I was hoping you would know.
All right, Andy. Tell everyone bye.
Bye, everybody.
All right, later. Sweetie. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. All righty. Our next caller comes from area code 731. 731, you're on the air.
Hi, Nala. This is Michael. How are you doing?
Hi, Michael, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm just doing just couldn't be better.
Yeah?
Couldn't be better. I've been cutting up watermelons.
Really? I'm so jealous.
So when I cut up watermelon, I'll cut it in half, put it on the end, get rid of all the rind, and then I start finding the where the seeds are, And before I'm done, I've completely filleted the watermelon. There's not any seed left in it. And then you chill it. And the cool part about that is if there's any that's a little greener than the other, when you chill it with the other, the juice mingles with it and it all becomes sweet and crispy and perfect. And all you need then is a salt shaker if you do some of the salt thing with your watermelon. It works.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're having
all right, I want some.
It's just a normal little small get-together for July 4th, grilling out and stuff like that. Of course, I had to step away to come visit you.
I'm so glad you did. You know, I didn't know. It's going to be a slow night. I know that. I mean, that's expected. But I am really happy that you took time out to come be here. That's very cool.
Are you kidding? Three different people in the family reminded me, don't be late for the show.
Really?
They know me.
That's awesome.
I build my week around 6 o'clock Central Daylight Time on Thursdays.
Aw, we love you, honey.
As far as I'm concerned, anytime Speakeasy's on, that is a holiday.
I kind of like that. That works for me, too.
Well, good. Excellent.
Especially if it's one where we get the day off work.
I did get a day off work today. Isn't that exceptional?
Yeah, but every Thursday. It should be the Speakeasy Day, and every Thursday should be a national day off work.
Well, I tell you what, where I work at, I close the place up. So it's not unusual for me to be there till 5:30 or 6. But they all know on Thursdays I don't stay late, and they know why.
That's so cool.
It works out fine.
So what did you bring for our show tonight and our listeners and all your fans?
Well, I had something really unique work out this week. A good friend of mine, Donna Nally, wrote and posted a poem on her Facebook page, in a picture poem. And of course, I said, can I borrow that, please? She said, of course. I said, why don't you come read it? And I couldn't talk her into that. Darn it all. But since we were doing that, then for Blogophilia this week, I wrote and posted a Mike and Donna story, which those are about her and me growing up in Memphis in the 60s and early 70s. So that was my post for Blogophilia. So I didn't write a poem this week, but I have hers. Do you know what that's an example of, Nala?
What's that?
Serendipity. Donna has been teaching me the ways of serendipity. I'm having a hard time grasping it, but I'm getting there. What does serendipity mean to you?
What does serendipity mean to me?
Mm-hmm.
When all the stars line up and for one moment it's a perfect instant.
That sounds very serendipitous.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cool. I asked Carter about it and he said, well, it's like this, Dad. So my job wasn't really going well in Nashville. And there's a place up in Cleveland, Ohio, where a girl had a really good job, but she wanted to transfer back to her home in the Carolinas. So I got her job. She got a transfer. We both got what we wanted. So that's serendipity.
That's awesome.
That star's all lining up. Yes, now
yeah.
Carter's in Cleveland, Ohio, which is about as far away from me as you are.
Wow.
Life goes on. Anyway, I'm going to try to read Donna's poem to you, if you don't mind.
I would love that.
This is called Heart Wishes, written by Donna Nally. Forgotten names, but remembered breaths, shared steps on a rocky path. Heart wishes echo through time's tunnel, as we dream on the same starlight. Nothing swept away in the stream of existence but the sinking halt to consciousness. An evolution of thought grows green shoots by granite gravestones. The universe torments with its celestial dance as a clockmaker takes away the heartbeats. Better to be a host for light than a hostage to ego. Still, we cling and fear the end. This spark within mud, this soul made of words, exhales a prayer, longing for more. End peace.
That was phenomenal. You did her very proud.
Thanks.
You're welcome. You know, I'm really glad that you asked her to come over. I mean, you read everything beautifully anyway, no matter what it is. But I am glad that you asked her to come over, because it would be very cool to have her do that. But it's even cooler that when she was like, no, you're still sharing her poem, and we get to hear her. And, yeah, I love that you do that. It's such a classy thing, Michael.
My idea of a good time.
It is. So tell me why you like that poem of hers so well.
Well,
what is it about her poem?
One thing, I can hear her voice. I know her voice. And when she talks, bear in mind, she's an English professor. She's a college teacher. And when she talks, when she has a normal talk or whatever, she has a cadence. But when she's in the poetry mood or whatever, she has these hesitation beats in the middle. And it's really cool, but it's hard to duplicate. Next to impossible. And I can get caught up in any one line of her poem and know what she's saying and what she's meaning. I think that it's very ironic that what you described as your vision of serendipity, she writes in the poem, as we dream on the same starlight. Now, you call that a coincidence if you like. I don't think so.
No. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
It is. It really, really is. Kind of just kind of blows me away.
So, tell her thank you, please, for letting you read her poem on the air, and let her know that we would love to have her on the show sometime, okay?
Well, you are telling her those very things yourself, because she'll hear it.
Oh, thank you, baby. Your poem was amazing. Now come read. How's that?
I'm gonna work on her. Yes, that's good. I'm gonna do my best to get her on here. I am.
Yeah, she's an amazing writer, and it'd be very cool to be able to share her stuff with the entire world. They all won't be listening when you're reading, just when everyone else is reading, because then you'll get scared and not read. But so, actually, it's just us BSing on the phone. There's absolutely no one else listening in the whole wide world. Is that better?
That's absolutely true. Most of the time, when I'm talking to you on here, I forget that we're doing a broadcast. I just forget it. And especially when Michael's not giggling in the background.
I know. You know, I haven't heard from him. I'm not sure where he is tonight. You'd think it was a holiday or something. I didn't get the memo where I got the night off. I'm here.
I don't know. I'll never forget the time he came in to the show while I was on, and I could hear him in the background, and I was looking around the room trying to figure out who was in here with me. And it was him. That's pretty cool.
That's funny.
Well, all right.
All right, baby.
Back on
so,
out of here and go back to...
Well, do me a favor. Tell everyone how they can find you, how they can find her, how they can... all that good stuff.
Well, Donna has a Facebook page. And her Facebook page is... I'll tell you what here. I've got a dilemma. But I'm fixing to fix this dilemma right now. This is something on the page when I changed it. I'm not sure if it's supposed to be there.
Uh-oh.
Find out. Here we go. Bingo. Oh, I'm glad I caught that. You know how sometimes on Facebook you'll go to somebody's page and they'll give you stuff after their URL that's not really a part of it?
Uh-huh.
That's what happened. But I've got it straight. Okay. To find Donna Brumbeck Nally on Facebook, go to www.facebook.com/donna.nally. Got that?
Got that. And you?
And you can find me on Facebook. Any of your friends are welcome with me. www.facebook.com/myketodd. Mike Todd.
Awesome.
Spelled the old DJ Mike.
If you get a chance, you want to call back in a little bit later and maybe read your story?
Well, I don't think I could read the story because it's loaded with dialogue.
Oh.
Can't do dialogue on spoken word. It doesn't work. He said, she said.
No, you're not doing spoken word. You just, I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Will you put the link for it on my page?
I can.
Okay.
I didn't
that
even
would be
tag
awesome.
You. I didn't even tag you with that note. You've been so busy lately.
Oh, yes. It's been a bit insane.
You will.
Thank you, by
the
way.
You will.
I know.
You will see the light of day sometime. Kind of like that John Henry thing. You just got to dig that tunnel till you. The light's not at your back, but at the front.
That's what I'm doing.
Think I was listening, did you?
Isn't that a great? Every time I hear that poem, I hear something else in it that I didn't hear before.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard Tom T. Hall's More About John Henry?
Uh-uh.
You haven't?
Uh-uh.
I'll see if I can. I don't know if that's on YouTube or not. I'll see if it is. If it's not, I'll try to find the lyrics. It's pretty neat. He read a book about John Henry and then he wrote the song. And it's pretty neat to hear his take on John Henry and Polly Ann.
Aww.
All right. Well, time for me to get off here and make room for the real poets.
Okay. Well, like I said, if you would like to call back in, okay, if you have something else to read, and we will go from there.
All right, then. Have fun.
All right, sweetie. We'll talk to you later. Thank you, hon. Love you. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th to you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye, sweetie. All righty. Our next caller comes from area code 731. Nope, wait on, that was Michael. Hang on. Comes from 973. 973? La, 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 la. Hang on. I'm getting you. I'm coming. Here we go. All right.
Hello.
Now, how about 973?
Hi, Nyla. It's Tammy. How you doing?
Tammy. Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Great. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. It's good to hear from you. Happy 4th of July.
Happy, happy. So I heard you had a show that had come through.
Yeah. You know, I can't not do a show. So, yeah.
If
so we're only doing it for 2 hours today, so people have time to get to the fireworks. But, yeah, I had to do it.
Fantastic. Well, you've been doing it straight for how many years?
It'll be 6 years in the end of October and beginning of November.
Wow. Oh, my God. See, I would applaud that, but we're not allowed to slap skin on your show.
You're not allowed to what?
Slap skin on the show.
Said who?
Well, that's so you can't read a piece slapping skin, so we can't physically do it either.
Oh, No, slapping body parts.
Oh, well, you still, it's two hands.
Like slapping naughty body parts. You can't do that.
Oh, okay. That explains it. Okay, I got you.
It's like it's my way of saying no naughty poems.
No, I know. Maybe you need to reword that. I'm surprised nobody else cooled you on it. I don't know. But I don't want to hold up the line, but I do have a piece. It's kind of like a random rambling. I haven't named it anything, but under ramblings it would be categorized, so I'm going to drop this on you right now. Shit hit the fan, it's full scram over the dram and the drama. Go run for your mama and tell her a shaman eating ramen noodles told you to Google brains because your cock-a-doodle for shoes will my noodle get fooled. Freaking fool put me in a mood to be rude to a dude who sued me because he was shrewd on opinion. He said I was damaging his image, but he couldn't beat me in a scrimmage. Ah, yawn, stretch, as this mother flower fetches a dictionary with more a pictionary of thought sought by a fool who couldn't spell. Hell, he couldn't recite the alphabet if it spelled itself out in soup. He drives a coupe after saving a poop of purchase deals from a Fruit Loops box to cash in a deal. He suffers lacking in meals, concealed in materialistic dreams, it seems, shit happens so conveniently. Sunny skies couldn't ungray his bleakness and his meekness to flex. Energy in a positive direction isn't inspiring me. I sit silenced and discreet under radar in a corner, drinking at a bar. As I juggle keys to my car, considering the scars life has marked me with in lessons. He's stressed and walking a line, chewing gum, and the sum adds up to a dog chasing his tail like a pig. He squeals, wondering when it will end, as I send condolences and raise a shot in the air to scare him. That's the end piece.
Tammy, I'm so glad you called in today.
Thank you.
That was a fantastic poem and a great piece to read.
Oh, thanks. I have no idea what it means. I have no idea what it means. It came out of me and I wrote it down one day. I was just like on a, you know, I was flowing.
But it was in there and needed out, so there it is, right?
There it is. Voila. It was 10 of 30 from 2012 Poetry Month.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
All right, my precious. I hope you got some plans tonight, or at least climb up on the roof and watch the...
I'm on vacation. I have 11 days off starting today. I'm just off for the next week and a half.
Oh, that's so cool. I'm so jealous.
Oh, and you know what? Next Thursday, I will be spending it with you.
Oh, well, I'm glad.
And,
thank you so much, sweetheart.
It's a special day next week, so I'm more than happy to be there. I'll bring a piece that I write next week before the show. But,
what day is it?
Thursday. You know what? You left me speechless. Piece out of me, and I'm like, I'm in a different zone right now because I am enjoying my vacation. It feels like everything has been scheduled every second of every day, getting things done, getting projects done. And it's just weird when you have no time to do anything. I mean, when you have time to do nothing. It's like, wow, the brain on ice.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that incredible?
Oh, my God, it feels so good. But people can find me on Facebook. I am just Tammy Jones, or you could find me anywhere, Hip Hope Publishing, the Hip Hope Production. Thanks.
Very cool. All right, Tammy, sweetheart, we love you. Thank you so much for taking time today on the holiday to call in, and please enjoy your vacation.
Thank you. I'll be back.
All right. All right, sweetheart. We'll talk to you soon, honey.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Our next caller comes from area code 817. 817, you're on the air.
Well, hello there.
Hello.
Hello, this is Chad for Captain Peaches.
Hi, Chad. How are you, sweetie?
I'm all right. I'm all right. Hey, I'm just going to – just got a piece. And I don't know. My phone looks like it's about to die, so whatever. And anyway, I'm going to sing a song that everyone should probably know and then throw some of my own words in there. And if everybody likes the song, I apologize because I'm really about to tear it up because I don't sing for anything. But anyway, the song is Hey Ho by the Lumineers, and the poem is called Star-Crossed Soul. I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here in bed. I've been sleeping in my bed. Sleeping in my bed. We used to sit and stare and dare the world her damnedest. Long before Adam stole my pomegranate pledge, changed his name and cursed our course in history. Claimed marrow of my marrow as his own to catch the breath that builds beneath. So show me family and all the blood that I will bleed. I don't know where I belong. I don't know where I went wrong. But I can write a poem. I belong with you. You belong with me, you're my sweet mama. I belong with you. You belong with me, you're my sweet. The dark we drew our names entwined, crossed other paths, changed hands and names and time, and still her gaze belongs to mine. This haunted quill is hunting still. I don't think you're right for him. Think of what it might have been. But just a bust of time, I'll be standing on and Valerie be standing next to me. Jealousy bred in every page to rid this snake from history. To rewrite this thieving hand is heresy. The answer of the damned and revelry. I belong with you. You belong with me. You're my sweet heart. I belong with you. You belong with me. You're my sweet. Oh, love, we need it now. Let's hope the sun becomes. Oh, we're bleeding now. The black-haired babe she's raising now deserves her fair and golden mane, her rights, her fable, and her name, her title by design, because I belong with you. You belong with me, and you're my sweet. Oh, I belong with you. You belong with me. You're my influence.
That was fun, and you did really amazing. And the line's a little bit staticky, but we could still hear the whole thing. So that was very, very cool. Your phone held in there for us, and that was incredible, hon.
Thank you. I'm at work, so I don't have the best signal, but I said I would try and call in, so I did.
We did. I'm very happy that you did, sweetheart. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, you need to do me a favor before you take off. You need to tell everyone how to find you and show you some love.
All right. So I'm on Facebook, just like probably everybody else in the world. Just facebook.com/greenlego. That's all one word and lowercase and whatnot. And or you can just go to Amazon and Google Captain Peaches, and something should pop up. Captain Cereal, C-A-P-N, Peaches.
Very cool. All right, sweetheart, and we'll hear from you next week.
I'm going to give it a shot. If they keep me on this schedule, I'll give it a shot.
Perfect. All right, hon. We'll talk to you later, sweetheart. Thank you so much.
All right. All
right. All right. Bye-bye, sweetie. All right, everybody. Once again, we are doing a special Independence Day edition of the Speakeasy Cafe. It is going to be a shorter show tonight than normal so that we can all have time to get to the fireworks and stuff. I just had to We had to be here and share some time together because that's just what we do. All right. So remember the number to call in is 646-595-3965. We're going to keep going as long as we have callers. We'll throw some tracks in here and stuff tonight. But let's go ahead and get our next caller on the air. We have Robbie, baby.
Hello, how are you? Hi there.
I'm good, baby. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Just enjoying my hoser non-4th of July holiday.
Your what?
Remember? Andy knows that. Bob and Doug McKenzie, a Canadian comedy, they called them, said, take off, hoser. So, you know, me and Andy, well, more me, but Andy a little bit too. Like, we kind of have that thing of, you know, Canadians are hosers, so. Yeah, so.
I was unaware of that, but now I feel so enlightened.
Yeah, look up Bob and Doug McKenzie. And, just one note, you were talking before about some things, and hands can be naughty body parts, too. Just so you know. But,
you know, I knew you were going to, you just can't leave that stuff alone, can you?
No, it's like a disease, isn't it?
It is.
I see a double entendre. I have to, anyway. And sometimes I wonder if people are entertained by it anymore. Because it's too obvious. I hope I entertain people that way anyway. But anyway.
Oh, you do.
Yeah, I think I'd burst into flames if I saw a double entendre and I didn't call somebody on it.
That's
anyway.
So funny.
Yeah. So this
burst into flames.
Yeah. I can't hold it in anymore. So I'm going to read one very short thing that was kind of prophetic or a prelude to this one other poem that I wrote. Okay, so this is very, like, five lines. It's one night I thought I was the sun, although I'm changing it, I was the sun. One night I was the sun and spun in suspended smoke of jazz cigarettes. The moon, it took me by the hand and led me around like a lemur chasing its own tail. That's the beginning of one poem, and this one is Tonight I Am the Sun. So this is a very special poem to me. I'll explain to you in an email what's behind this. Okay. Tonight I am the sun. Tonight, ribbons of lavender shall accompany my sunrise. As hazy shades of that self-same color, they shall accompany my sunset, in which all of my accomplishments have been imbued. Tonight, I shall be all things within my own universe. I shall be the universe. And in this universe, I shall understand and comprehend all things. Tonight I shall be all my own paths in my inner eyes' workings. I shall be my own inner eyes' truth. All things shall be seen through it as the sage advice of sage and sweet grass. It shall burn forevermore now with lingers in the memories of time. Tonight, as those workings in my inner eyes' paths are gleaned, all fear shall be dissolved through conquering. Dissolved into pathways of obsidian light, where no trace of fear shall ever reside, as the lessons of those conquerings are remembered and seen. Tonight all things shall be contained within my own sphere, all blazes of sun's glory, and shall burst forth like glories that only the gods would know, as cascades of sunset's light, its spilling flows of fire-red wine. It shall spill its light in Bacchian revelry, running like mercury into my lavender-hued sky. I shall spread out my arms as I clench my hands to draw in reverent power, as I harness my kundalini energies within, drawing all that is good in this life within myself, so that I shall blaze in humble glory even more. I shall be all things and within all things this eve, as my inner eye somehow looks reflexively upon itself and into itself, shall see itself as the beauty of all things. And I shall look out through my own inner eye's truth as I ascend the tree of life itself, becoming one with the one who made all things. Tonight, I am the sun. And there we go. That is very, well, more than important, profound piece for me, really. And I'm just pointing it in the chat there for the two or three people that are there.
So you're going to tell us why?
It is based on an experience that I had, and it was sun related, deep experience with symbolism and the sun. So.
Okay, I won't press.
Well, you know, it's some of those things. It's like you want to tell the general thing of it, but it's a special experience, so you only tell the full details to the people that you know the most, because you know those
mm-hmm.
are the ones you trust. Those are the ones you trust with more, with the deepest details of your life and all that. But yeah. But I'm gonna.
Oh, what? And everybody on Worldwide Radio isn't that person to you?
Nope. I'm trying to be more honest and forthright with myself. I was like, nope. Everybody's my special friend, but not everybody's my special friend. I don't know.
That's awesome.
That's a very Canadian
not
response, isn't it? It's diplomatic.
Everybody gets to know all your secrets, huh?
That's a Canadian thing, I guess. It's like not. I'm trying not to be diplomatic, but I'm still diplomatic. So
that's funny.
Yeah. So, but I thought that I sent that to you in an email, but I'll send it to you in an email, the full details about that, about what I experienced and all that. So it's a pretty cool thing.
I am so behind on my emails that there's probably a real good chance that it's in there and I just haven't seen it.
Oh, it's all good.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I hope that everybody has a good 4th of July. Good fireworks and all.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm going to run away and go watch them tonight. Go sit on the roof or something.
You're not watching from your tree?
Well, I can't watch from the tree because there's leaves in the way.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
So I have to get up on the roof or something. But, yeah, that's
one
of the reasons
that
I'm... What's that? Don't trip over my dress.
I'm sorry.
That could happen.
Yeah.
All right, sweetie, you want to do me a favor and tell everyone how to find you?
Yeah, okay. I can be found at creativethinkersintl.ning.com. Enjoy my work. Also, wordmachinist.com, relaxmachinery.ning.com, YouTube under Music or Roberto, and while you're there, put in Satu Kama Thunder Bay and Robbie Baby Marionette to see things related to me. And finally, you can find me at Facebook under Robbie Baby's poetry page. And just before I leave, the funniest thing went through my mind. It said, I imagined you saying, okay, Rob, could you stop being a smart ass and tell everybody where to find your name?
I would never say that. I don't say potty words.
In fun, of course. It just made me laugh when that ran through my mind. Okay, Robbie, stop being a smart ass and tell everybody where we can find you.
That's too funny.
Yeah.
Alrighty, my dear. So we don't have any other callers right now.
None, eh?
Isn't that crazy?
Crazy. Crazy,
everybody's
crazy.
Out eating watermelon and barbecued hamburgers and hot dogs and potato salad. Oh, potato salad, macaroni salad. No, potato salad. Mustard potato salad. Yummy.
Yum, yum, yummy.
I know, it sounds so good. How come I don't know anyone having a barbecue?
I don't know.
I don't think poets cook. It takes too much time to cook. You only have so many minutes in a day, and if you're cooking, then you can't be writing.
Uh-huh. Well, I did lasagna by myself one time, and I'm a poet, so I mean, maybe that's a bit of an exception, but
Well, one time isn't the same as
all the time.
Yeah, doing it all the time.
I'm starting to get to do that more because of living by myself and I want to be more artistic with everything. So I want to make actual dishes for myself, like stuff that somebody else would say, oh, well, yeah, I want to eat that. And I want to do a bit of mixology at home too, you know, make my own drinks, Alabama Slammers and all kinds of other things.
Alabama Slammers. Funny. All right, my sweet. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you calling in. If you think of something else you want to read, we'll probably be in during the show under 2 hours today.
Actually, I could do this one thing. If I can find it, it's on Facebook there right before I go. Ah, here we go. You'll recognize this. Sometimes there comes times when life besets us with hurdles and we don't know where we can find our way. But alas, there is a tree that stands stalwart in the verdure of our mind's force to cradle us and hold us as we take a deep breath to regain our bearings so that we can once more find our way. She climbs that tree as sweet as can be, and though life may be putting her through tests, she knows that she can give a friend a smile by climbing up her tree, looking joyful as can be, in a beautiful and playful dress. I think you know that one.
I do. You wrote that for me.
Yeah, I sure did.
It's so cute. You're such a sweetheart, hon. I appreciate it. It made me smile.
Oh.
It was very sweet of you.
Thanks. I'm glad it made you smile. So anyways, I'll let you go and spin your tracks and everything else. So have fun with the rest of the show.
All right. Okay. All right, baby. You have a really good night, hon.
Thanks. You too.
Love you, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.
Okay, let's go ahead and bring on, bring on caller. Dun, dun, dun. 863. 863, you're on the air. That must be Noreen.
Hello, Nyla.
Mm-hmm. Hi, sweetie.
Okay. Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, honey. How are you?
That's good. I'm doing fine. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July.
Okay,
yeah,
thank you.
To you, too.
Okay. Okay, I have another blitz, and this will be my 20th. And I'm working on the Netter Sonnet, too. That'd be my 9th one. But this is my 20th blitz I wrote.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yes, it is.
That's incredible. I haven't even written one yet.
I didn't think I could, you know, even write them. And they're hard, but they're fun once you get going. Okay. And this one called Lessons to Remember. Listen to me. Listen to these lessons. Lessons on life. Lessons on love. Love your man unconditionally. Love and laughter. Laughter equals happiness. Laughter is a cure-all. All is well. All you can do. Do pen a poem. Do write in a journal. Journal of quotes. Journal on life. Life ain't always easy. Life is what you make of it. It will get better. It is time to celebrate. Celebrate of what you have. Celebrate your life. Alive and kicking. Alive and be happy. Happy is in your soul. Happy you are you. You be true to yourself. You pass on these lessons. Lessons of what you know. Lessons what you learn. Learn to love yourself. Learn something new. New day to discover. New and older. Older and wiser. Older and be patient. Patience and more patience. Patience is a virtue. Virtue of who you are. Virtue is good. Good qualities to have. Good news to give. Give is a good feeling. Give a lending hand. Hand-picked wildflowers. Hand out golden words. Words to go by. Words to remember. Remember to think big. Remember, live your dreams. Dreams big. The end.
Oh, that was incredible.
Well, thank you, Nyla.
You always have such a positive and strong message in your poems. You know, teaching us how to be better people. I mean, just knowing you, I believe, has honestly made all of us better people, knowing you and you and Gary.
Wow. Thank you.
You're very welcome, sweetheart. Is Gary going to read today?
I'm not sure because he's outside right now, and our friend, we have a friend outside here with talking to him in the backyard. So I don't know if he'll make it or not.
So are you guys doing anything for the 4th of July?
No, we're just staying at home, and we'll be probably, if we can, watch the fireworks from here. Because you can see it if you, in our backyard or somewhere in our yard, if you look out. And you can see the fireworks from different directions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yes, it is.
There's actually a railroad bridge real close to where I am. And so I was thinking about going down and climbing up on top of the railroad bridge. It's
wow.
An old track, so it doesn't get used anymore. But but if I go up there, then I can see the ones from Independence. I can see the ones from Salem, Woodburn, all over everywhere.
Wow. That is awesome. Mm-hmm.
Unless I get up there and then it gets dark and then I can't see to get down, that would not be good.
mm-hmm.
Like, no, wait, keep the fireworks going a few more minutes so I can see to get down.
mm-hmm.
If nobody hears from me by morning, let the railroad people know.
Okay. Uh-oh.
All right, baby, do me a favor. Tell everyone how to find you.
Okay. You can find me on... ReverbNation.com /Noreen Ann Snyder, and you can find me on NoreenAnnJenkins.webs.com, and you can find me on Facebook.com/Noreen Ann Snyder, and you can find me on Wikinet.com under Noreen Ann Snyder, and you can also find me on Bubbaloos.com under Noreen Ann Jenkins, and I'm also Googleable and Googleable.
Yes, ma'am, you are.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Noreen. Noreen, we love you, sweetie. Thank
okay.
you so much, and do us a favor and tell Gary that we're thinking about him and that we love him. Okay.
Okay, I sure will. Okay, thank you all, I want to thank One Sapien for sponsoring this show for the whole year. And I want to thank you, Nyla and Michael, for hosting this show so we poets have a venue for us. And thank you for having all of us on here. It's awesome.
Uh-huh, and it's our pleasure. You know that. We love you.
Yes. Okay, and we love you all, too. Thank you.
You're welcome, hon. We'll talk to you later, sweetheart. Happy 4th of July.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Okay, happy 4th of July.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All righty. That was Miss Noreen. All right. So we're going to go ahead and play a track. And it's going to be, let's see, scrolling. How about The Ant by Emily Kagan? Here we go.
The Ant. I kill the same ant every day, and every day he acts surprised, as if he doesn't recognize my beechwood desk by the smell of his own ghost. I think, what a gift, this blank page of a mind, to awake each day from a garden bed, see the world of brick and infinite height, and think, yes. Every day, my bald finger misses him on the first poke, and he panics. His aimless perambulations, now a frantic sprint for his very existence, and I wonder what, in his very countable collection of thoughts, tugs his heart into terror at its passing. Is it the new cut smell, the dewy give, the familiar path through rotting wood boards into the garden's belly, second tunnel on the left where he stores what he carries home? Perhaps all of his dear and wild moments come again in turn. What a gift that would be. On my second stab, I hit him, and in classic human form, dramatically underestimate how much force it will take to press him out. Like him, there are elements of this drama plucked clear from my memory each night. I marvel at his resilience, his perfect construction wriggling free and running off again across a photo of myself and a girlfriend mugging for the camera, my eyebrow cocked as if to say, "Really? Again today?" It's the third try that gets him. Two fingers fiddling, spindling him into a ball, and then flick into a trash bin at my knee. It is for my sake that he comes back each day. A small reminder from the blank and possible world that when the time comes, you'd better have something good to flash before your eyes and a reason to run like hell.
That was an amazing poem. I love the message in that one. She's incredible. All right, guys. Once again, the number to call in is 646-595-3965. We're going to keep it going here a little bit longer and then close it down so everybody can go out and enjoy the 4th of July and cantaloupe and watermelon and ambrosia salad and jello in the shape of little red, white, and blue stars and hot dogs and hamburgers and potato salad, macaroni salad, and what else? What else is really good? What am I forgetting that you normally have on? I don't remember. I want a barbecue steak. That's what I want. All right, so we're going to go ahead and play another track real quick, see if anyone else gets called in before the end of the show. Doesn't look like we're going to make it a full 2 hours, which is kind of cool. I'm actually kind of glad for that tonight because you guys should all be out watching things go big booms and sparklies in the sky. So let's do, let's play another one here real quick. And, you know, I want to do Heart by Apollo just because, again, that's an incredible message for today. Here you go.
Heart. It will be the last word to this poem, but I need to say it now, because mine may be too weak by the time I get to the end. So let that one word echo until then. Heart, heart. I remember when I was just a young kid, growing up, learning about life, using my imagination, so hungry for knowledge. I remember when I was just a young kid, running up to the ice cream truck, Saturday morning cartoons. The only page in the newspaper that I loved were the drawings, trying to figure out the back of the cereal boxes. Yes, I remember when I was just a young kid, and then I turned into a teen. I started to have dreams, and as bad as things seemed, I used to always make them worse. My parents tried the best that they could, but I always caused them so much pain. For everything that those other kids had that I didn't have, I needed somebody to blame. The more that I complained, the worse that I felt. These are the cards that I was dealt, but I kept to myself. I think about the innocence in youth, the ignorance in truth, the serenity in lies. My memories just die, and now as I'm older, I realize that the world's gotten colder. But what if I told you that you're lucky? That you're lucky to even be able to listen to these words tonight. You're lucky you can walk out of your home without feeling fright. You're lucky for every day, for every night, for everybody that's in your life. For having a voice, for having sight, for having hands to pick up and write. Yes, you're lucky that you're even alive, to have a job, to be able to drive. You would realize that you were lucky if you stopped looking at those who had money and started looking at those who are hungry. Every morning I open my eyes and I inhale my first breath, and I say thank you for giving me one more day to prepare myself for death. This life that was given to me is truly a blessing. It's far from heaven. Yes, I get this, but at least it's closer to heaven than closer to where hell is. Hell is the first drop of blood that drips down a 10-year-old's thigh. A man on top of her and she can't get out her cries. It doesn't take too long for her to realize that she's looking into her father's eyes. Hell is young chicks being trained to love quick, sent overseas on bunk ships, traded to pimps for hundreds. At 12 they're trained to suck it and push it and plumb it and stay within the budget. This one chick couldn't fit the condom on one hip, so she let him rush it. She was on her way to having one kid. It would have been a son then, one hit from this bum twist he hit with just one fist and left a dead body rotting in her stomach. She treated her baby like shit and flushed it. Hell is right down a dark alley, a man bleeds with a belt around his arm he can't see. But at least he's happy and at peace. He says, pass me the glass piece, one last feast. But sadly, this man feels he can't breathe. Pulls out his wallet and then sees his family as he sheds his last tear. Hell is a Mexican slave, breaking his back for American pay. His cousins are involved in the heroin trade, but he chose to raise his family in a much better way. But hell, he will pay every day. He rests in the shade on the corner like a prostitute. He steps to the plate. He steadily waits and then gets his way. When a big Escalade gets him some pay, some bricks he will lay for $4 an hour. The sun melts him away. He yells for some rain. He thinks to himself, there must be a better way. But now his chest is in pain. He's breathing with the heaviest weight. His breath is delayed. The sun has got him red in the face. As he falls to the ground, he thinks about his daughter. A heat stroke, and now she doesn't have a father. Hell is a poem like this that can go on with so many different stories. And nobody's willing to pay it forward if it doesn't involve the glory. You don't give love in order to get love. You give love in order to become love. I remember when I was just a young kid, innocent as one can get, I used to love it. I remember when I was just a young kid. Now I look back, I appreciate the fact that my body's still intact. That I can read and do math, that I can think about my past. That I can cry and I can laugh. Imagine if you could feel the entire world's pain for just one second. It'd feel like an eternity of hell. And then you'd feel blessed with the opportunity of right now. Because the only thing that matters in the world is right now. So let your light shine now, so bright that it could never die out. Why now? Because tomorrow is not promised, and yesterday is gone. And after we pass away, our spirit will move on. The life that we end up living is the life that we choose. And if you make the best out of every day, you can never lose. So go out there and say thank you. I hope you hear my message. I hope there was a reason for the lines. No fear, be brave, and do something with your time. And know that there is no ending, and there will never be a start if you just block out your mind and follow your
heart. By Apollo Poetry. All right, everybody, we're going to go ahead and close it down at an hour and 15 minutes. I'm not going to keep you all here. I want you to go out and enjoy your day. I want you to look at the sparkles in the sky, and I want you to look at the faces of the people around you. There's going to be so many things that are just going to be inspiring and touching, and just watch for them. Watch for the magic tonight, okay, and in every day. I want to wish you all a happy Independence Day, happy 4th of July. Those of you who are not in the United States, we celebrate you too, just because I don't know everybody's Independence Day, so this is everybody's Independence Day. I'll share it with everybody because, you know, that way I don't exclude anyone. All right. You guys have an amazing night. I would love to hear some sparkly poems next week. All righty. And be safe, have fun, and we will talk to you then. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to close with Strong Women by the Hydropods. All righty. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.
My sister is strong of heart and strong of mind. She stands like my mother once stood, proud and on the world. The same world I stand upon, not as proud of myself as I am of them. I speak warmly of women who endure through tenacity and sensibility, creativity and desire, power and awareness, women who persevere and stand proud and on the world. And I avoid women who whine, and the ones who point fingers and complain, the ones who chide and blame others for their failures, sexuality, or worldview. I prefer strong women, ones who leap barriers like real women, not like men or gazelles or bats, but with all the grace and strength of true women. And I like intelligent women, women who know how to hold their own, toe-to-toe against any man or anything that stands on this world. Women with original thought and insight, because that's how I was raised. I prefer strong women, not cat-fighting women, breast-pounding bodybuilders, or cookie-cutter fashion show runway whores, or women who use men as models. Women who know history, who know men are more than a rampaging army of cyclop cocks. Women who know children are more than leverage, who know the world on which they stand and draw power from it. Women who are leaders, women who can process and comprehend, women who are great thinkers. And women who don't like me saying that are probably not that. I like women who can look you in the eye. No pretense, no false flattery, no apologies, no thanks. I've been challenged by many, topped by a few, slapped in the face by some, and shot to hell by a couple in particular, but I still like strong women, no matter what you think. I don't happen to like weak, whiny women, just as I despise weak, whiny men. I can't pretend they're worth my time. If you're a weak woman, blame me now and get it over with. Keep crawling. But if you're a woman who possesses greatness, we have nothing to worry about. You wouldn't let someone like me get in your way anyway. And when I say something good about a woman, and when I say something bad about a woman, take a good look at the woman of which I speak and judge us fairly as you stand or kneel on this earth.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.